Engines have started and are now at the preliminary thrust level, throttling up.
Engines at 1.7, liftoff.
And liftoff. We have liftoff of Anne McLean, David St. Jacques, and Oleg Kononenko blasting through the Kazakh sky to the International Space Station.
Lieutenant Colonel Anne McLean says she's wanted to be an astronaut since she was 4 years old, and during her time at Gonzaga Preparatory School, no one told her that wasn't possible. Instead, the school encouraged her trajectory toward NASA. She left Russia at 3:30 Monday morning Pacific time and docked at the International Space Station at 9:30 while Gonzaga Prep students watched live.
We're sitting right now, like where she was, like back in her high school days, and it's just really cool just to know that you can be anyone, that you just really just strive to your dreams and all that.
That's Reggie Olavides, a junior who hopes to become an engineer one day. McLean graduated from West Point with a degree in mechanical and aerospace engineering. Then, she went to England to gain 2 master's degrees in aerospace engineering and international security before flying helicopters as an army officer in Iraq. She was selected as an astronaut right after finishing test pilot school in 2013. Senior Ned McEwen, an aspiring pilot, remembers when she visited Gonzaga Prep 3 years ago.
She talked about her time at Prep, and she talked about going to West Point. That was really inspirational for me because now I'm kind of on that track to go to a service academy.
McLean's mission to the International Space Station was announced last spring, and Gonzaga Prep has been a buzz leading up to today.
This morning we watched quite a few videos dealing with the International Space Station and stuff, and like we talked about like the like math behind how she got there and stuff.
That's senior Molly Niedermeyer, who is in advanced placement physics along with McEwen.
And all the factors that have to line up for them to perfectly be able to board onto the space station. That's fascinating.
Amazing.
Teacher Karen Rounder said her biology students will learn about experiments happening at the space station and how to grow plants in space-like conditions. In math classes, students have been learning about the calculations astronauts like McLean are making. One especially excited math teacher is Sherry Manikowski, a mentor to McLean who was in Houston for the launch and docking. Gonzaga Prep president Michael Doherty said McLean's achievements show students that their dreams should know no limits.
You try to teach your students to reach for the stars, and normally that's a metaphor, but today's the kind of day when that kind of dream and metaphor becomes a reality.
Successfully docked to the International Space Station at 11:33 a.m. Central Time today. That comes just 6 hours and 2 minutes after a successful launch at 5:31 a.m. Central Time.
I'm Jared Brown, reporting.